Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Startup India program is not just a scheme but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country.
Bharat ke yuvaon ka focus real problem solve karne par hai. Hamare wo young innovators jinhone naye sapne dekhne ka sahas dikhaya. मैं उन सभी की बहुत बहुत सराहना करता हूँ. 10 साल की ये जर्नी सिर्फ एक सरकारी स्कीम की सक्सेस स्टोरी नहीं है. ये आप जैसे हजारों लाखों सपनों की जर्नी है. सिर्फ 10 साल में स्टार्टअप इंडिया मिशन एक रिवॉल्यूशन बन चुका है. भारत आज दुनिया का थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है.
The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in the startup ecosystem, noting that over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner. Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship, and enable investment-driven growth. External Affairs Ministry has said India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India is committed to taking whatever steps required in the interest of the Indian citizens living in that country.
We have around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran. They are mostly students, people connected with business, some professionals as well, pilgrims and seafarers. Given the situation there, we have issued a few advisories asking Indian nationals to avoid all travel to Iran and Indian nationals who are already resident in Iran to leave Iran by available means, including commercial flights. We continue to closely watch the unfolding situation there and will take all necessary steps for the welfare of our people.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan is on an upward trajectory. Mr. Jaishankar said this after co-chairing the 18th India-Japan Strategic Dialogue with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi in New Delhi today. He said that India and Japan hold immense potential for shaping the world order and de-risking the international economy. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said that both the countries discussed a wide range of issues during the discussions, including deeper economic cooperation, maritime security, supply chain resilience, critical minerals, technology, people-to-people ties and multilateral cooperation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the victory of the BJP and Shiva Sena alliance in the Maharashtra Municipal Corporation elections reflects the people's strong faith in the development policies of the NDA government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Shah described the victory as a stamp of approval on the Mahayuti government's performance in Maharashtra. The BJP Shiva Sena alliance is all set to win the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation or PMC elections. The Enforcement Directorate or ED has conducted searches at 26 locations across several states today. These states include Goa, Maharashtra, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Orissa, and Delhi. In a statement, ED said that these searches are part of an investigation into illegal international narcotics trafficking and money laundering under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. ED says searches have uncovered a well-organized interstate drug trafficking network. In India Open Badminton Tournament, men's singles quarterfinal match is underway between ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen and Lin Chun Yi of Chinese Taipei in New Delhi. Earlier, Lakshya defeated Japan's Kenta Nishimoto in straight games 21-19, 21-10 in a round of 16 match to reach the quarterfinals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.